Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan and Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy introduced the fentanyl awareness campaign, One Pill Can Kill Alaska, to combat the increase in fentanyl-related deaths across Alaska and the country. The public awareness campaign examines where fentanyl is coming from, where and how it is being sold, the dangers of the drug, how it impacts Alaska communities, and the resources that are available for treatment, prevention, and reporting criminal activity. This campaign comes after the state released preliminary data demonstrating that more Alaskans died of drug overdoses in 2023 than any previously recorded year.
Alaska is under attack,
said Senator Dan Sullivan.
The DEA estimates that 7 out of every 10 pills that they seize contains a lethal dose of fentanyl. Think about that. Shocking, scary, which is why this campaign is needed.
Governor Mike Dunleavy also released a statement regarding the fentanyl-related crisis.
If your activity has baked into it the death of innocent Alaskans, you need to be prepared to pay the consequences. And so I'd ask our legislature to move this fentanyl bill, get this passed, to send a message to those dealers, but also send a message to Alaskans that we're not going to tolerate it.
This oil platform stopped pumping 30 years ago, but Alaska won't make the owner tear it down. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with the report.
The Spur oil platform stopped pumping crude in the Cook Inlet outside Anchorage in 1992. The platform, built during Alaska's first oil boom in the 1960s, was losing money, officials from the owner Marathon Oil wrote in a letter to the state. Oil production was expected to decline, and a review of seismic data showed that no further economic development potential existed. A top Alaska oil and gas official, Ken Boyd, agreed. He informed Marathon that in less than 2 years, the company would need to start the process of demolishing and hauling away the hulking structure as required under its lease with the state. When oil companies build offshore platforms and other infrastructure, they must also agree to restore the public property to the state's satisfaction once they've finished extracting oil and gas. But more than 30 years later, the platform is still there. It has not produced oil since the 1990s, and it's set to remain in the inlet for years to come. Since then, Cook Inlet oil and gas companies have been fending off state regulators' repeated attempts to advance the costly process of dismantling their unused platforms, beating back those efforts and minimalizing their obligations. Today, the multi-level structure, complete with a helicopter landing pad and crane, sits unused, rusting away, as a state inspector wrote in a 2021 report. Signs warn of an asbestos hazard, and most rooms are in an advanced state of disrepair, with paint peeling from the walls, standing water on the floor, and severely corroded piping and machinery, other state inspectors wrote after a visit in October. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced $28 million from President Biden's Investing in America agenda to help Alaska identify and replace lead service lines, preventing lead exposure in drinking water. Lead can cause a range of serious health impacts, including irreversible harm to brain development in children. President Biden has committed to replacing every lead pipe in the country to protect children and families. Funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law and available through EPA's successful Drinking Water State Revolving Fund, bolsters the administration's lead pipe and paint action plan and EPA's Get the Lead Out initiative. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez Santana. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Wednesday.